There's an old G.K. Chesterton quote where he says, "We have ambition and humility in the wrong place. We have pride in ourselves and humility in our convictions, especially our theological convictions." And it should be the other way around. Our opinions we should hold very loosely and always be ready to repent of, but the Lord's word we should boast of and be proud of and be sure. But there's almost a despair on the "thus says the Lord," a thought that it's simply all opinion, and so it's prideful to be right. Well, it's true. If being right in yourself is what you're on about, then that is surely prideful. But if being right because it's what the Lord says, that's faith. That is humility. It's not what I think or what I reason or what I discovered, but simply what the Lord says. It's almost like the whole church is despairing of this idea of unity of doctrine. That's the best way I know how to think of it. Everyone gets suited up to play a football game. We're all playing. We're throwing and passing and tackling and hitting. But everyone, except for us, gets tired of playing the game. And one guy goes off and he's, you know, picking up the clovers and the daisies, and another guy's over there lecturing on physics or something. And here we are with our helmet and our shoulder pads on, and we're still tackling people and running. And everyone looks and says, "What are you doing?" And we say, "Well, we're playing football. What are you doing?" Like, we gave up on that a long time ago. It seems like the church has given up on the unity of doctrine a long time ago, as if it's not even a possibility. And we have not given up that hope. We have not conceded to the theological despair